come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob.
Welcome to Messianic Minutes. I'm Jeffrey D. Miller.
Shalom Chaverim. Hello to you, my friends. This is Rabbi Ted Simon.
And Ted, as a former atheist, now you were messed up too, but I was specifically before you knew the Lord, yes.
Sure. Yeah. All of us went astray. You know, we did what was right in our own eyes. Mm-hmm. And as enlightened as we thought we were.
Right. I thought I was brilliant.
By the
I really
way,
did.
It's a spiritual thing I learned in seminary, so that's how much that's worth.
I will say that as an atheist, I thought I understood the universe. I really did, and there was no God in it. Obviously, atheists believe there's no God. But the thing is that I was after good. As an atheist, I was after good. I wanted to do right. I wanted other people to do right. The difference was that the right was what I thought it was, not what the Bible says it was.
Not what was really right.
Right, and not what God says it is. So, listen, you need to understand this, friends. When we are praying for a nation to have its land healed, in other words, dry, parched hearts be healed by rivers of living water, we're praying for our nation to turn from its wicked ways. We have to understand that the wicked ways people aren't out there saying, oh, good, we're going to wreck things. That's not what they're thinking. They're thinking similar to what I used to think. Mm-hmm. And Ted, I was a crusader against God.
Because you thought by freeing people from God, you were going to bring some kind of good to them.
I thought I had the truth and they had bought the lie that there was a God when there wasn't one, and that they had no hope because they were hanging on to something that was going to eventually crash them into a brick wall. And I thought I was going to save them.
Jeff, that's so interesting. You mentioned yesterday when Solomon, before he got his answer from God, he said in verse 36 of chapter 6, when people sin against you, and we sin against you, and of course there's no one who doesn't sin, and you become angry with us and deliver us into our enemies, and we're taken captive.
Mm.
Jeff, you were taken captive.
You got it. And that's what's going on in the world, let alone in our United States today.
We're sinning and we're being taken captive. It doesn't mean necessarily we're put in shackles and taken across the ocean, but we are put in shackles to sin, and we are being taken captive into the camp of the enemy.
Something about the powers of spiritual darkness you need to understand, friends, it's dark. And it's not that it seems like evil. The people participating in spiritual darkness don't think they're evil. They think they're right, just like I did. And I'm not saying I'm like everybody out there, but atheists think they're right. That's why they're atheists. They don't think they're atheists because they think they're wrong. They really think this is the right thing. When I was out crusading against God, against Jesus, trying to save what I thought were these poor Christians who were going to wake up one morning and commit suicide when they realized there was no God, because I was that blinded by the darkness.
We were that held captive.
Amen.
To those thoughts. And I think that's the truth or the reality of other religious thoughts or non-religious thoughts. People are chained into darkness. They're captive to that darkness. You know, when you're deceived, Jeff, as you were deceived, the problem with deception is you're deceived.
You don't understand the truth.
You don't understand the truth. And you're captive to that.
I like to say it this way. A smokescreen hides what's behind it, so you can't see it, so you don't know. And Satan is the greatest smokescreen ever. All he's trying to do is hide you from the truth, block you out of the truth. So if you can't see what the truth is, then you make up your own mind what the truth is. And that's what's happening in our world today, and specifically in the United States, every man his own way.
Yeah. And friends, we're going to talk next week about God's prescription for bringing our country back and healing our land. And we've been looking at the Feast of Tabernacles. We've been looking at Solomon's Prayer. We've been looking at Jesus at the Feast of Tabernacles. We're going to tie it all together next week right here on Messianic Minutes.
Yeah, and we'd love to hear from you. You know, you can email us, friends, through our website. And if the Lord leads, you can make a financial contribution through the website as well. You can also get our street address, our mailing post office box, if you wish. It's all there at messianicminutes.com. That's messianicminutes.com.
Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha b'shem Yeshua Mashiachinu.
The Lord bless you and keep you in the name of Jesus, our Messiah.